Tarana, such an honour to have you here at the Lowy Institute. Really great little discussion here around the table in the boardroom about what's happening in Egypt. Here in Australia, we're very aware of what's happening to the case with Peter Cresta. I just wondered if you had any insights on that.
Yeah, I mean, well, thank you very much for having me. It's great to be at the Lowy Institute. You know, the situation for the Al Jazeera team that's been detained in Egypt is really symptomatic of the general crackdown that's going on. I mean, since President Morsi was deposed in July 2013, we have seen this continual erosion of fundamental rights, and those fundamental rights are, you know, freedom of association. They've been cracking down on the Muslim Brotherhood and its members. It's been made an illegal organization. But, you know, also freedom of expression. So one of the reason that they've gone after Al Jazeera is because they believe that they were editing documents, editing footage to try and make the Egyptian state look bad. You know, that they're sympathising with the Muslim Brotherhood. You know, this team of journalists, Peter Cresta and his producer and his cameraman, were there doing their jobs. They were just reporting on the situation in Egypt. And the reality is, there's a serious crackdown happening in Egypt. And I think what you're seeing is this is symptomatic of the dissent. But the other thing to remember is that there are many other Egyptian journalists who have also been detained in Egypt. I think that the Al Jazeera case and Peter's case is probably one of the most high profile, but he is one of many journalists and activists that are in jail right now.
And what's the general feeling for activists at the moment in Egypt?
It's a worrying time. I think it's a mixed bag. They want to fight for democracy and change and stop the oppression. At the same time, there are currently 16,000, this is to the government number in Egypt, 16,000 people in detention who have been arrested or put in detention since July 2013. Now, Human Rights Watch thinks that number is significantly more, possibly as large as 20,000 people. And not all of these people have been tried. These are people who are being arrested for some of them criticising the government, protesting their basic fundamental rights or their opposition to particular government policies. And others are those who have either perceived or are actual members of the Muslim Brotherhood. So you can imagine, being an activist in Egypt these days, there is a shrinking space. And there is, you know, a sense of nervousness amongst many activists to think, you know, are we next? Is the crackdown on the media, on opposition groups, will they come after civil society?
It's worrying. And this week also we've had Mona Etahawi in Australia, and she's been talking rather positively about the influence of women's groups in Egypt and what they're able to do. How do you feel about that, and how's the status for women?
I think that there are some excellent women activists and women's groups in Egypt, and you know, they have really, you know, flourished in this period over the last 3 years, coming to the fore. I mean, there was a lot of international media attention on, you know, issues around sexual violence against female protesters, and there is an incredible group of women who mobilised on this issue and actually set up, you know, they've not only been pushing back against, you know, repressive laws or lack of action by the authorities to investigate and prosecute sexual violence or sexual harassment, but they've also taken to the streets of protecting women. You know, they were patrolling Tahrir Square when this was happening. There are incredible, brave and courageous Egyptian women activists who have really come to the fore during this period.
But overall, it's not sounding like it's a particularly positive outlook for the next little while in Egypt.
No, we have seen currently, I think, the worst slide in rights in Egypt in its history. It's certainly more oppressive right now than it was under Mubarak's time. You know, the Muslim Brotherhood is now an illegal organisation. That was that was a government that was elected. It was then deposed in mass protests, and it's been replaced essentially by a strong military power is controlling a lot of the fundamental decisions in Egypt these days. And we're seeing that dissent is no longer being tolerated, whether that's in the press, whether that's simply in the fact that how sternly they're dealing with any sort of protest. You know, protests and the right to assemble is no longer a freedom that Egyptians can take for granted. And that was the crux of the revolution. And that has been stripped from them. Mm. These gatherings are illegal now.
We have to see what the future holds. But yeah. Thank you so much for coming to Law Institute.
Thank you very much for having me.